Hey, hey, what is up? I'm Jack Rowland, and this is In Too Deep. Targeted individuals, or TIs, are people who believe they are being monitored and manipulated by powerful people or groups for the purpose of control, experimentation, and psychological torture. There is said to be thousands worldwide, and they claim to be targeted with a wide variety of methods, such as radio waves, microwaves, microchip implants, gang stalking, and advanced surveillance, to name a few. I had heard about them online, but first interacted with one at one of the freedom rallies I covered for the podcast.
Who's trying to control our minds and why?
Well, I don't have all the answers to that, but it is a New World Order initiative, and the people in the front line at the very moment are targeted individuals, people who have been targeted for non-consensual human experimentation, and it's probably best for people to go and have a look and make up their own minds, you know.
I've heard of targeted individuals. This is a small community of people that believe that they are being watched, monitored, have been chipped, and there's basically being completely monitored in every single thing. Are you a targeted individual?
Well, I'm not answering that. It's not a small community. It's a huge community all around the world, and there is documented evidence, if you want the proof of it. A man called Bill Binney, who was a national... Yeah, I won't go into it. Just go to targetedjustice.com and all your answers are there. I'm not going to speak to that. I think it's best that people get online and do their own research and come up, do you know what I mean? That way the information is... they have time to think about it rather being told what to think. You know, the information is absolutely there.
Since then, I've had a look online. There are TI websites with instructions on how to build triangular frames loaded with water bottles to put your head in while you sleep to supposedly prevent microwave attacks. The forums are littered with scam artists asking for money in order to get people untargeted. I've interacted with a few online while trying to get an interview. Some believe they are being targeted by advanced military or intelligence operations with the purpose of mind control experiments, while others believe it is spiritual warfare and they have been chosen due to their spiritual strength or beliefs. There isn't a huge amount of consensus within the community as to the who or why, but one thing they all have in common is they are extremely paranoid and their day-to-day lives are a real struggle. Today I speak with Jimmy Ponziano, who believes he is a targeted individual. We discuss what life is like for a TI and explore what might be going on.
Is there a point to all this?
I think we're getting in too deep.
You don't apply. Bad luck.
Well, I have one speed, I have one gear. Go, 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 go.
I'll tell you when we're getting in too deep, too deep, too deep.
Jimmy, thanks for joining me. How are you?
Not too bad. I say I'm doing pretty good. Hanging in there day by day.
Yeah, nice one. Nice one. So I understand it that you are a targeted individual.
Indeed, I am.
Right. I was wondering if you could maybe just give us an overview of what a targeted individual is.
Well, a targeted individual, from my experience, is it's a very disturbing position to be in life. And it's definitely not for everybody and totally uncalled for, unexpected. Definitely, it's very alarming. And, you know, I think it needs to be exercised to recognize the dark side of humanity and all of its cruelty.
Sure. So what exactly does it mean to be a targeted individual?
Well, you are favored by a group of people for good and bad reasons, whether it's your quality, your possessions, it goes various ways, but you have something internally or externally that others don't have, and they would like to sabotage that and wear you out mentally. It's definitely, it's something you have that most people don't, which it could be a complete bull for all we know, but it's something. It could be random at times too. You're just a target. You are a favorite subject, and it can go from appearances or your IQ, whatever it may be that other people envy, and they want to take that away from you.
So, who are the people that are doing the targeting?
Well, there's It could be law enforcement, you know, it could be a higher authority of power, you know, such as government or sub-government, you know, such as like the communities adopting that kind of activity or mentality. I personally am going through a smaller group that is military influenced, and I think that that's what it is.
Right. And so what exactly are the qualities that you have that have led you to becoming a targeted individual? What do they want from you?
They want my perspective of the world, the knowledge. They do that by using a machine to scan my brain. I guess they're fascinated. I don't know why I stand out. It could be a jealousy, envying thing. I think it leads to hate crime. So they probably will use that as a mask. But honestly, I think the bottom line is I think it's just jealousy, envying. I do know basic, you know, knowledge like anybody else. And I think they like that. They like my perspective, you know, of life and the things, how I interpret it. And they like it. They don't want to leave me alone. They want to understand it more and take it away. I guess maybe to the rest of the people, they're not as fascinating as I am. I don't know. Maybe it's just the way I have a unique way of looking at life, or do I explain it in depth? And I think they grew fond of it. And they want that.
So what perspectives make you particularly unique, and how have these people come to find out about your perspectives?
Well, I'm sorry. Repeat the question again.
I suppose what are your unique perspectives that makes you different from everyone else, that makes them want to target you?
Well, I guess just like having a more of a spiritual kind of insight in life, and you know, something that's not really boldly up front. I see things more differently, like the beauty of it, the nature of it, just like almost like a hidden knowledge, but it's not. It's just more just a fascinated way of seeing how life turns itself around, and I explain it in my own visions of how I take in on that. And yeah.
Do you explain this on like a blog or a YouTube channel? How are you explaining your perspectives?
I explain it, express it in private without recording it, without writing it. Sometimes I'll sit down with a friend or two and share my philosophy of and perspective of my life or of life to them.
Hmm. So what are your spiritual beliefs? Are you a religious man, or do you have any particular spiritual ideologies that you go by?
Well, to be honest, I was a religious man. I originally was a Christian, not hardcore, but, you know, I understand it enough to respect it and acknowledge it. I was a former Satanist, and same thing with Christianity. I gave that a chance, and I guess I'm a little of everything. I even did Buddhism for a short time. I guess my perspective of, well, my intake of it is like, I'm more cosmic, universal, neutral. Every religion is just a piece of something good that can connect to the next religion, and kind of have my own sense of like belief of all of it together. But I think at the end, it's just really a more of a spiritual, cosmic vision. Not vision, belief.
Belief.
Of how I see, you know? So there's a God within us, a God all around us. Energy, nature, good vibes, it all exists. Good karma, bad karma, you know, just manifestation, harnessing energy, or spirits, becoming an entity, understanding, you know, laws of attraction and all that junk. And sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes it's just more of like the simplicity, just enjoy life and be a good person. And be a good person for yourself too.
Hmm. So when did these groups or these people, when did they start targeting you? When did the targeting begin?
Well, I believe 10 years ago.
And what happened?
It was unknowingly, you know, just living every day the same, working, going home, relaxing, hanging out with friends, almost like, you know, like as if I was not being targeted, but I guess I was. And the first signs I started picking up was people mentioning certain stories of in my life that I do things in private, and they kind of bring it up out of nowhere, as of like it's a coincidence, or too relevant in the moment to feel like it's almost like someone's spying on me. And these are strangers, you know, people you see on the streets or you know, sidewalks or at a coffee shop or wherever. And they bring up certain details that happened within that day of my privacy alone of whatever activity, like any specific thing. Like, let's say example, like, oh, at home, I dropped a toothbrush. And no, of course, it's just me. No one else witnessed it until I go outside and say hello to people or walk by and whatever. They'll make a reference to say something of a toothbrush falling. And I thought that was unusual, but I don't think nothing of it too hard. Then the second, later on, I started picking it up. Something unnatural was my dreams. Specific women doing sexual acts to me. And normally when I dream naturally. I know what dreams feel like. You know, it's not well thought out. It's not influenced from any television or any crazy experience in my life, or I'm not contemplating on any one particular in my mind or having that urge of the activity. Nope. It's just, it's definitely intentional from a direction from someone projecting themselves into my dream and doing sexual acts. And what got me really to recognize that as something unnatural was the specificness of the character who's in my dream. Someone I never met in my life, never seen ever or met, and does not resemble anyone famous or common. And I felt like that was a clue for me to hold on to because it was very unnatural.
And this person would come back, reoccur? It was a reoccurring person?
No.
So just a one-off dream.
Yes.
Right. So what made you think that was particularly different, other than an extremely vivid dream? You know, I've had some pretty vivid dreams and some pretty strange dreams experiences myself. What made you determine that was something else?
Well, because it was just it was too strong, very detailed, and. It's really hard to explain, but I can't explain it. To be honest, it's very unnatural. Someone in particular is hiding and using some kind of technology to, scan my brain in my sleep. And they're within reach. They're not far away. They're not government. They're not military. They're not Marines or Navy SEALs. They're not Army. Who else? They're not Air Force or Coast Guard. These are just people who have a machine that's on the market. They modified it at home to make it stronger. They use multiple machines next together to function differently, but aiming for the same goal. And yeah. I believe that's what's happening. And I believe they use the elements of using sexual content or activities mentally because it overpowers the one's mind of the brain function, you know. So they want to see people to act more animalistic out of instinct because it overpowers all your cognitive behaviors. And that's what they like to see. They like to see people react, not think.
Right. So have you had any other specific symptoms or other ways you have been targeted? You know, I've heard a big gamut of different ones, from, you know, gang stalking to implants to satellites to mind control, radio waves. You know, what's the extent apart from the dream and people mentioning coincidental things?
Well, I have experienced in felt electronic pulses on my skin. It really felt like as if someone put two fingers on top of your skin and rapidly tapping on the surface. Almost not too hard, but not too light, but it's very detectable to notice there's movement in particular areas. Then the second thing was like, well, I normally sleep in the dark like anybody else, right? I have seen these lasers. The color was green, blue, and white, circling in the dark, not very like bright or noticeable, but a very dim laser pointer circling around my head. And as that goes by, I hear a beeping machine. It sounds like a fax machine or a cashier beaming on my left side of my ear. And when I press on my ear, you know, like this part where I just, you know, cover it up, I do hear like machine noises, some sort of circuit or definitely a beeping sound. And only the left side of my ear, and I don't have any implants. I never had any kind of surgery done in my brain. And this is before COVID. And, you know, that's been happening. I can pick up here the radio, it's a public radio they use. And they shout. They say phrases, repetitive phrases, keywords on a daily basis. To have that stuck in one's, hearing the phrases to respond to it, rather if they like it or not, they are, in a sense, training their brain to be accustomed to that command. Rather if it's a help or not a help, you know, if it helps, benefits them or not, they are trying to modify their brain and have them go crazy in response. And they, you know, they degrade the person, you know, was it not person, me particularly, they have degraded me, exploited me by screaming out information, private information. They are able to use artificial memories. So they create like these mental illusions right before my eyes, as I'm awake and sober and looking at things around me, but I see these pixels, color images, almost as if you're having your own imagination being taken over of other people's like point of view. And I see that, and I see, you know, various of things. And another way I pick it up is also wherever they aim. They aim at my heart. They aim for my spine. They absorb. I do feel waves, a particular violent wave. Oh, they call it like energy attacks. They try to do nerve damage within. They absorb the synapses. And I think that's their main focus on. They want to extract bio lights and molecules within the body to reduce the immune system, to modify the chromosomes, your cells, and they want that to see the results of what they're projecting to their victim, such as me, to work in their favor. And the best way I can fight off all this is like shouting out of anger, saying details. I have to repeat the words they have projected, such as their names, because sometimes they're too kind to me at times, where they feel comfortable enough to say their own names or their own locations, or and I think they're doing it out of like they're showing off, they like to brag about it because they feel like they can defeat me, so they like to give me a sense of a head start. But little they know is that it's helpful information for me to understand. And they had the power to mute themselves if there are too many listeners around me physically. They cut the volume down, and Yeah, I have thought about in the past if it was satellites, because there have been unusual satellites that disguise themselves as stars by standing still. I could be mistaken. It could be a drone, but every day, everywhere I go, the same position, and it's they move very carefully, almost as unnoticeable, and it's very high. Not sure how high it is, but higher than a plane kind of zone.
Right.
And so, yeah. So there's times when I have felt the symptoms, like my tongue, like it will feel like numb or metallic, and you know I'm not doing anything else to my body to feel this way, and this is all within a short time of getting these attacks from these groups.
Mm. So what kind of this is a daily occurrence for you? You hear?
Oh yes.
And what kind of what kind of phrases and are these voices in your head saying? What kind of information are they putting forward, or what are they saying?
I'm glad you asked. Well, in the beginning, they say, shoot them in the face, shoot them in the face, telling to other people who are gun owners or violent people provoke them to commit that kind of act upon me. They also say, he is whatever ethnicity background I am. And they try to make me sound like a foreigner or a terrorist, which I'm not. They bring up details like, degrading details like, oh, he's fat or he's violent. He's going to kill someone. He's a serial killer. Don't trust him or whatever. And this is all slandering, mind you, it's all slandering, and anything to change the public's point of view, to have their behaviors change upon me, to not know the truth and not be in favor of my position of need of help. And another phrase is like, they tell women around me to avoid me or to perform oral sex upon me. And they, whenever I'm around family, they say, oh, he doesn't love you. Oh, he hates you, or she hates you, or whatever.
Are these just things that you're hearing, or are these things that are being sounded in your mind and then you're repeating out loud?
It's a little of both. I'm hearing it outside of my head. It's nothing internally. It's definitely radios. It's through the TV. In the air when I go walk out in public, and I'm not on the phone, and I'm listening to the streets or the air, whatever is going around, I hear it. I have other witnesses who stand by me and heard it themselves, and I stay quiet. I just allow them to hear it, and they do get spooked. You know, people turn over me and like, they're talking about you, and I'm like, mm-hmm. And we're just looking at, you know, in the streets or somewhere in public, and we're being fazed by it. There's people who have cried and heard the horrible torment through the audio. People have cried because they, you know, it's very unpleasant stuff. And I repeat them because it's almost like a sense of grasping my reality of like, well, am I mentally sick, or is my brain naturally responding to what is picking up from the outside? And that's why I repeat it.
Right. So, Jimmy, I mean, with all due respect, I really don't mean to offend you here, but, you know, my kind of first instinct would be a mental health component to this. Have you ever, I mean, did in early days as this started happening, did you consider that? Have you considered that?
Considered a what?
A mental health component to the things that you're describing.
Here and there, more or less, sometimes.
And have you ever gone to see psychological help and described the things that you're experiencing?
I have, and to be honest, it's not helpful. They automatically assume it's drug related. They think it's possibly just emotional stress, or, you know, they weren't very helpful. It is something unheard of, the things I say and how detailed it can be. I have told law enforcement too, And I think to some degree they know it's real, but they can only respond in immediate action of what is happening, not something that could be prevented unless it gets, you know, possibly bigger than what the issue is. But yeah, I have given a try on, you know, seeking medical psychiatric assistance. And to be honest, it's not helping. I personally don't have an issue. I have considered it many years ago, thinking maybe it is in my head. Maybe, you know, but I have good ears. I got a good mind. I have awareness of my surroundings, and it's going on every day. And I think what hits me more is the details, you know, of these individuals. I have to count how many voices do I hear, differentiate them of is there a woman? Is there a man? Sometimes they have to switch up speaking Spanish, which I partially understand, and I'll pick that up as well. The story background, their favorite themes. Like, one person is into military. One person is into gang related. One person is likes to talk about sex and drugs. One person is neutral with all of us. And so I have to differentiate them and have them. They're more intrigued of having control of people and good and bad, but it doesn't go anywhere. I believe they have issues themselves. And so I guess what I'm saying is that these people, these groups, are possibly drug induced, mentally ill, and obsessed with the idea of power over common people, like such as myself, you know, citizens, civilians, minding our own business, and they are obsessed with that. And yeah, I have taken medication and it does not work, because I know what medication is for. It's for example, like psychpraxia, that's for, you know, hearing voices in your head. I don't hear voices in my head. I don't manifest things in my head to create a mental illusion or audio hallucinations. I do hear it externally from my own, outside of my own ears, as if I'm hearing the TV. You know, I don't hear the TV in my head. I am hearing it from the machine itself.
Have you ever had any history of any kind of mental illness, if you don't mind me asking? Anything in your past?
I don't mind at all. I don't mind, and I do not.
Right, right. So if you said that you've been able to hear them externally, and you've had witnesses that have also been able to hear them, I mean, have you ever tried to get an audio recording or actually any some kind of physical proof that you could actually take to a psychologist and demonstrate or film or anything like that?
So I have, on my old cell phone, I had two or three videos, and there were voices in the background of these videos, but unfortunately, I guess my mother threw my phones away after being absent for a while from her home. So there goes that. And I guess as terms of witnesses, I believe they were willing to back me up and, you know, say along with me or to whoever to inform, that it is real, aside from myself saying it. But I guess they are nervous of, you know, exploiting information that they're not, you know, heavily interested or into.
Right.
So it's like, you know, it's a 50-50. Some people are scared, even if they are knowing of what I'm going through. They just don't want to take the responsibility or anything to fall back on them if they were to voice out. And yeah, some people are just like that. And as other evidence, it's really hard to say. Like I said before, they have the power to mute themselves. So if I'm near their home, which I believe strongly, like 98 or 97%, I am more certain of where their location is, and which is only a block away from where I live. And they get quiet. They immediately get quiet. I hear in their voice of their fear of being detected. I even have to walk in out inside their drive-through or inside their parking garage. I may have to stand there with a video camera and wait for them to speak again, but they don't speak of anything to me or out loud until I walk away. And that's about it. Other than that, I guess another way of detecting proof is whatever people they bring up in public or that non-public. Yeah, to the public that I know of that is relevant to be communicating with me or seeing me. That's a one indication. And I guess being stalked by some people, like I said, one guy's into gang themes, so he will provoke gang, actual little gangs to follow me, circle around me, or even make them be curious to communicate with me. And I'm not anyone new in the Bay Area. You know, everyone knows me, and I know a lot of people. So it is unusual, all of a sudden, a coincidence at this age now that I get treated some type of way by my peers and strangers. And it is very unusual. And yeah.
That sounds a little bit concerning to me that, you know, if you feel that you've been able to locate where they are living or anything, I mean, what if you're wrong? What if you're going to someone's house and trying to film or trying to interact with someone that is just, you know, someone minding their own business? I mean, that could be quite worrying for someone living in that house, no?
Right. You know, I have taken serious consideration of it. But I guess just the reality is that I am being spied on. I am feeling things in my body that is being reduced and, you know, medically concerned for my health. And people that I know of that are being spied on and being manipulated. And, you know, it's ruining my livelihood and my sanity. And I can't ignore it. It's not drug. It's not alcohol. It's not mental illness. It's definitely, I am being, you know, I'm very certain of it. I don't want to be compared to other target individuals. I've heard and read their stories and stuff, but I guess the difference what makes me separate myself from them is that I have a lead and I have an understanding of their technology, the symptoms I feel. Other people are just more freaked out and more vague about, oh, this must be government, or I'm blacklisted, or they are torturing us, or, you know, I don't understand their specificness of reasons, and I don't know these people, you know, but my thing is pretty loud, and it's very well known. I've been spreading the word. I put it in record. I have made calls. People have their concerns. Even neighborhood watches go around the block of where I go. People out of concern to see if what's real and what's happening. I had helicopters over my head before. Army jets flying by, police circling around me wherever I go, just in case. Because word has been getting out that possibly I could be shot. I could have a heart attack out of nowhere. People are slandering about me and my family and my friends. And, you know, people are on heavy alert of these actions. But after a while, when nothing happens, people tend to let their guard down and kind of wait or kind of go on with their lives again. But nonetheless, it is a real response, not just coming from me, but it's affecting everyone as well.
So it sounds like life's pretty tough for you at the moment with this.
Oh yes,
right. Is it a pretty scary or paranoid kind of existence that you're experiencing?
Well, in the beginning, I was scared, confused, terrified, paranoid. I was like a mess, you know. I did not have the information or the knowledge that I possess now as I did back then. Back then, I was just more on the run, city to city, friends to friends. Couldn't sleep, couldn't be comfortable wherever I go. It was very a violent feeling. And, you know, I really was certain I was going to die. I was possibly going to be, murdered on the street by somebody who was possibly manipulated or paid for to attack me. You know, I don't know what sense, a reason for what, but that was their motive at that time.
And when you say violent feeling, do you mean you were scared that violence was going to happen to you, or you were feeling feeling violence as a response?
A little both, a little both, because but more lenient on violence happening to me than me out violence. And there have been moments where I did act out of paranoia, because I'm one person. I don't hang out in a group. I don't hang out with gangs or a band or any kind of bunch of people. I don't. I'm solo. I keep to myself, mind myself. If I hang out with anybody else, it'll be close quarters, close number of people, not a lot, less than five, and that's about it. And I have to defend myself. I can't always rely on law enforcement, but I don't want to get in trouble either. I do want to remain civilized and professional at all times. If I want to be taken serious and accepted by society standards, and I can't let that phase me in any kind of way, no matter how destroyed mentally I am or afraid. But and I guess what helps me pull through from being in a weakened position in the past to now is that collecting and understanding that these symptoms, these attentions that I get on a daily basis, and that's when I started picking up the interest of neuroscience. You know, I've always been into neuroscience before, but now I've been more heavily interested because it was my natural way of survival, of understanding what am I feeling in my brain and these symptoms, these mental visions, the canceled out, disabled nerves in my body, that things I used to enjoy that I don't enjoy anymore. My limb movements are not the way they used to be. You know, I should be stronger and smarter by now. And so I started paying attention to these things. I start to hear their attention, what they want from me out of my body, you know, and it's weird and bizarre, like what they want to absorb out of my body using some kind of artificial light or electromagnetic wave pulses to extract biomolecules into their own body. And I think these are key words, rather if it's true or not. I feel like it's a lead. And so I guess in a sense, what I'm saying is that knowledge helped me recover and sustain my strength in order to fight back. And I always look back at the reasons, like, am I a bad person? Or did I do something wrong? Is it possible that I know these people, that I did something wrong to them? But I calculated and thought of it really thoroughly. That's not the case. It's just a random act of violence. And I guess I'm just it. I'm just in their favor of their cruel experimentation. Man, these are not professionals. These are just a family of four in their own home, in apartments. They're common people with advanced technology and doing it for the bad reasons. And yeah, that's the real story of it.
I do want to say I'm really sorry that you're going through this, Jimmy. I mean, whatever is happening, it doesn't sound pleasant for you. And I just want to extend, you know, that I feel for you. That sounds really, really tough. I do worry though, and forgive me, but you know, I worry that sometimes paranoia might lead to other paranoia. If you're talking about police or people kind of circling, just for example, if you feel like you've located where these individuals might be, and if you're spending a bit of time monitoring their place, I could imagine how people who might live in that property or neighbors might start getting on the phone or acting, appearing to be targeting you, while they might actually be paranoid themselves. You know, you've mentioned it's a family of four, but you've also mentioned like jets and things flying around. Like jets is like, that would be a huge, huge amount of resources to warrant anything like that. I mean, that would kind of suggest some kind of like extremely expensive military operation. I mean, do these kinds of inconsistencies stick out to you as possibly signs that this might not be as real as you think it is?
No, I mean, in the beginning, possibly for a moment, But yeah, honestly, for the military jets, I believe they just do that out of possibly. Here's two ways I look at it. They got manipulated to believe that there's some sort of domestic terrorism going on in our city, and or they are doing the opposite of looking for them or scanning around the area, or just possibly a coincidence of doing their routine practices above where I live. But yeah, and as for, I don't mind police circling around me in all good or bad reasons to see if I will get myself in trouble and or looking after me to prevent trouble coming to me. I don't mind that. I always tell myself whatever helps, right. Meaning whatever whatever attention or documented information that could be registered or be exercised, I don't mind it because I do need the help. Mm. And I do need some sort of recorded data to be collected because I'm not writing anything down. I'm not recording anything. And the reason for that, because I have to strategize and be careful for every action I do because it does provoke or escalate these attentions of these attacks to make it bigger. You know, it changes the atmosphere of the areas where we live in. It makes people's focus and behavior act different. Like people are speeding their cars past me out of like aggression, or people are coming out of nowhere and being in one area at the same time to see what's going to happen. People could be hiding out of fear and leaving the whole street completely empty, or stores to be closed early. And yeah, it's you know, and it's out of my power, out of my reach to prevent or control the issue.
From what you're kind of describing, you know, there would have to be a lot of people involved or being manipulated. I mean, are you kind of describing some kind of Truman Show scenario, or possibly a Matrix kind of scenario? How is the world as you see it?
Could you rephrase that?
Have you seen the film The Truman Show?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, in that movie, it was basically one main character, and he was living a life that seemed to be very normal at appearance, but everyone in his life was actually a paid actor, and it turned out to be a TV show. So he was the subject. I mean, it's just a fictional film. It's starring Jim Carrey. And The Matrix, that is the premise of that is that reality is just an illusion, and they're actually being manipulated by artificial intelligence. I'm just the reason I'm bringing these up, are these kinds of in line with the way you see it? Because describing people at the cafe, dropping hints that they must know. I mean, that would describe a very advanced operation of people being in on this plot.
Right.
Right.
So are you asking me, the events that I've been through, is it anything like of comparison with those two films?
I was more asking, is that how you see reality as it's playing out, or do you think other people are just being manipulated just like you?
Okay, maybe a moment a couple years ago I have thought about if everyone was a paid actor. I have thought about, because people have been acting a little too comedic at times, and people bring up these references and make my personal issues with these people, the unknown forces, and take it as of like we're live being watched and being on blast, and they do take it to, I don't know, maybe because they're not targeted to, and they like the publicity, they like the attention, and they benefit my exploitation of being observed and watched on daily. They take advantage of that. They see how they get noticed by people or liked by people, and people will draw towards them for their favor rather than mine, and which I don't condone nor support, because that totally defeats the purpose of me being reduced and degraded and not being understood of my position and people don't care for it. They just like, oh, that's the guy who gets a lot of attention. If I hang out with him or talk to him or BS with him, I'll get good attention drawn to me without any minimal of effort of trying out their own way of networking. And yeah, it's pretty messed up. And so that's why I have to limit and cut down a lot of people. And if anyone were to be in my circle, or rather if they're strangers or friends, I have to be firm with myself with them at times to show like, well, you know, I'm neutral and kind to everybody, but there's a fine line where I don't want bullshit or abuse. Excuse my language. But that's fine.
Do you have much of a support network? Do you have a family close by or people that support you? Or is much of your or the support kind of within the targeted individual groups?
To be honest, no support.
Right. Do you have many people close to you that in your life?
Not anymore. I mean, there are, but they're not as close as they used to be.
So in terms of back to the kind of targeted individual community, I mean, how big is this community? Is it a very large amount of people that are targeted individuals?
Within my area?
Just in general, in the world.
In general, in the world? Oh, man. Huh. I would say it's like maybe above 40% of our country.
Of Americans?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. And how extensive are the communities, the online communities? Are you in a lot of contact with other targeted individuals?
I just recently started interacting with them.
Right.
Not too much, because I would like to understand their point of views and such, but it's not going anywhere. I think they're all doing the same thing. You know, they like to rehash topics that have been expressed and exploited. And, you know, they're kind of vague and kind of leaving broken sections of their concerns and such. Like, they don't – what I would like to see and hear from other people is like, well, like, I don't know, do you know where is it coming from? Do you feel anything in your body? You know, I don't want them to adopt the idea from other possibilities, you know, such as like implants, you know, because some people get paranoid, like, oh, we got implants in our body, or, oh, there's implants in our vaccines, or they consumed food. They believe it got laced by someone or something. And, you know, or they're just extremely paranoid because they did too much conspiracy theories of books or movies. And I don't know. And I think it just doesn't go anywhere. Like, no one's really taking action. You know, they don't want to insist on calling FBI or CIA or NSA or National Head of Security. They don't want to interact with people that's big, you know.
What kind of action could be taken?
Well, civil response, you know. I say, like, take over the streets. We need to close down. I mean, if they have a lead, such as myself, like, I personally would expect close down the streets, having roads blocked, a certain date and a time where people have to be evacuated out of their apartments, even the landlords to be there. People with their dogs and families come to the streets and, you know, stand on the ground waiting to see what happens. We perhaps have a SWAT team to break into everyone's house. Everyone's name, everyone's door number will be checked on and expected to participate to come out, because this is it's bigger than our city now. It's across USA, and they could be held responsible. I mean, they act as if they are domestic terrorism. They're doing hate crime. They are manipulating and harming people using a biological weapon that's a foreign power that is not from our country. And they have no good intentions attacking civilians and innocent people. And I believe that's what we should take, physical, literal action. Otherwise, if no physical action is exercise, then we're just mentally staying to ourselves, absorbing all these intakes of these attacks and mental manipulation, and we're just going to be enslaved and damaged by it within time.
One more time, with all due respect, do you think that there is a at this point in the game, do you think that there is a possibility that this could be a mental health aspect? Do you think there is any chance of giving that some serious reevaluation?
No doubt.
You think it would be worth giving it some reevaluation, that it might be a mental health aspect?
If it means any further services that come along with that position, sure. I would take consideration of it.
What do you think that you might need that would allow you to possibly go down that path of getting a new reevaluation and really trying to get to the bottom of what might just the possibility of what else this could be. What would assist you in that, taking that path?
What would assist me? To be honest, I don't know. I don't know what to expect or what to gain from that. Other than being open to it, if it means having people by my side and hear me out, document it, provide me a home of safety, possible a stable occupation, maybe regular checkups, whatever services that I can, the public can know of, and that's okay with me, because I don't want people to be thinking this is all in my head, or I'm going to keep quiet to myself. I would like to network and share myself and be open with people to know that I'm really honest, and I know what I know, and I know who I am, and I can tell the difference of reality and non-reality, and the fiction of it and the opposite of it, and whatever it may be. Like, I'm more than open to be a team player of any services that can acquire for my need,
Just help, really. At this point, what do you find is helpful? What helps you and reduce the frequency of these things? Do you have any kind of tactics or anything?
Communication with people, like such as us talking.
Yeah.
Being on the phone with positive, like-minded people. Physical hangout, like hang out to sit down with somebody, have small talk. Definitely positivity is key. Just having self-study, just like learn as much as I can of things. Doesn't have to be just about being target individual or the subject of the human brain. It can be just about the old stuff that I used to enjoy. Like, so before all this, I enjoyed personally about nature, guitar, art, animals, just philosophies of different things, video games, documentaries, spooky horror stuff, whatever. Simple stuff. I used to be into that. And, nothing too heavy of anything. But definitely, nowadays it's like that. And it's not intentional, but it's just more of my understanding of my own body. Because some people forget they have a brain and they don't know how to use it. And I think people need to have a grip of themselves, their mind to their body, to sync. Because some people who don't pick up these frequencies or these attacks or potential attacks without any detection, it makes one a walking zombie, and they're too in tune with media and mainstream topics in the world. We're all too connected with our daily routine or the typicalness of society standards, and which is corrupting the culture of the new whatever it is that's new out there, that's tasteless, and people are are missing out on who their own mental identity, and they need I think people need to wake up and love themselves again and be aware. People need to like really acknowledge that you are a human being, and not every day has to be the same. You know, I think people need to be intact with their emotions rather than be intact with their phones. And, you know, and rather if they're being attacked or not, I think people need to live life a bit differently. Even the ones who are attacking innocent people, I believe they need that kind of lesson themselves instead of being cruel to humanity. Or, I mean, let me phrase it, enemy to humanity.
Do you feel that more love and positivity or spirituality entering your life is a bit of the antidote to this kind of stuff?
I believe so.
Right. Are you doing anything that can invite a lot more of that kind of energy into your life?
Basically, interacting for those that I like, expressing my voice, my mind out loud, carrying myself to enjoyments that I like and expressing it, really just freedom of expression and being honest about it. Nothing to, not trying to gain attention for the wrong reasons. It's just kind of, in a sense, celebrating life and excluding the bad and the ugly of it, but kind of just self-remembering and self-reflection of how I feel in the inside.
Great.
Excuse me. Hold on.
Sure thing.
Hold on.
I'll wrap it up.
Continue this tomorrow.
Sorry?
Can we continue this tomorrow?
Sure, absolutely. But yeah, Jimmy, it's been really lovely to talk to you, mate. I really appreciate your honesty and whatever's going on to you at the moment. I really hope that it does go away, and I'd say this with love and respect, but you know, if there is any chance that you would be open to going and seeking some help and guidance from a psychologist or something like that, I would really encourage it, because I think there's nothing to fear there, and I know the system can really forget and let a lot of people slip through, but you know, if there's even a chance that could help, I hope you welcome it.
Of course. Awesome. Keep that in mind.
Great. Fantastic. Thank nice you, Jimmy. Yeah, really love to talk to you. Take care.
Likewise.
All the best.
Too. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.